Welcome to Foreman and Wolf on Food and Wine. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
And Cindy, we were doing our back-to-school special.
Right.
Right?
ABCs.
And right before going on the air, you said to me, you know, you are a child. And then I realized you said you have a child.
Well, but I could say you are a child, too. So okay. we could say both of those things.
Before we get into the premise behind our back-to-school special, I want to make sure we invite listeners to, in the future, we're going to be doing a program on amateur chefs in the area. We'd like to interview amateur serious cooks.
People that aren't in the business but like to cook at home. Yeah.
Real enthusiasts.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Ideally, we'd find three maniacs out there that do totally different food from each other.
All right, so they have to write in. Let us know who they are. Identify yourself.
So send us emails, foremanwolf@wypr.org, and describe what you do. Make sure that you don't have any current or any long-standing experience in the restaurant business, and give us an idea of what food you'd want to do. Let's say you're doing dishes for us to analyze or to consume, or if you're inviting Cindy to dinner at your house. Regardless, we thought it would be really interesting to have a different perspective, people who love food and sharing it with other people, and I know that's a lot of the listenership of the program.
Yeah, to get them in the studio with us and talk with them and hash it out a bit.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
A little food humor.
This is early for a food pun in the program.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get down to the serious business of our back-to-school program.
Mm-hmm.
So as I am a child, and as my child is very small,
yes,
I'm focused on the alphabet.
That sounds good to me.
So
it's funny. I had a couple of letters I had an issue with, but we'll get. It's at the end of the alphabet, which is not a surprise.
Would you like to describe the school assignment?
Yes.
And how you went about
what fruits and vegetables what fruits and vegetables for each letter. So, you know, that's pretty much it. It wasn't very hard.
It was fruits and vegetables?
Yeah. What did you do? What was your assignment, Tony?
See, this is where listening is a problem in class.
Oh, it was just vegetables, right?
No.
Oh, what?
No, just because you think I'm the vegetable Nazi.
Oh my gosh.
It was not just vegetables. It was not fruits and vegetables. It was food.
Oh, good. Well, then maybe I can come up with a Oh, see, you didn't. No, you're actually a bad teacher. That's what this comes down to, because you said, let's do a show on vegetables. And so I decided to include fruits.
Okay. Well, I've included many fruits and vegetables.
Okay. Well, mine is fruit and vegetable centric, and yours is apparently all the food in the world.
L is for listening.
So I think your job was easier. Your assignment was easier than mine. But anyway, we'll let the listeners decide. I think we're arguing on the radio.
What? Never.
Never. Okay.
All right.
So let's start.
Show me your A.
Okay. My A is an apple.
And so what
artichoke and it's avocado, because those are some of my favorite A's.
Because you couldn't control yourself.
I can't. I know. I have to have several things for each letter sometimes.
All right. So this is, you need to pick one.
Oh, you just looked at your watch.
I did look at my watch. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, we only have an hour. She has 26
letters. There are 26 letters in the alphabet in English, okay?
Well, all right, then I'll pick my favorite one, which is artichoke.
Okay, and so what is your favorite way to eat artichokes?
Oh my gosh. I love blanching them. So we boil them off, whatever you want to call it. Boil them off, cook them off, whatever the terminology is. I am a chef.
See,
so
amateur chefs can say boiling off. Chef has to say blanch.
So I cook them in water with mirepoix, carrot, celery, and onion, and bay leaf, thyme, and peppercorn, some white wine, a little bit of olive oil, and a lot of lemon juice. And you peel the artichoke, you know, trim it down, cut the very bit of the end off and the very bit of the top off, which has a lot of thorns in it, and you cook them for, it takes about 20 minutes to cook them until they're tender on a low simmer, and you don't want them to boil, actually, and that produces a really beautiful broth, and as well as, you know, you have an artichoke you can work with in about a billion different ways. One of my favorite things to do is to take that broth, strain it, and reduce it down, and it's called artichoke, it's a la Breton, and you take the cooking liquid and you finish it with, once you've reduced it down a bit, you finish it with creme fraiche and a tiny bit of butter, and you could just serve parts of the artichoke with that, or you could serve that with a beautiful piece of white fish like turbo or grouper or snapper, rockfish. I probably wouldn't do it actually with rockfish. Turbo comes to mind and is perfect, yeah. But I know turbo is not the easiest fish to find in the store. So you would have this gorgeous, basically white sauce, and then you could use the bottom of the artichoke and you could build something into that. Maybe we like roasted cipollini onions. You could put mushrooms in there, oyster mushrooms, button mushrooms, beautifully sauteed, and just lay them in. And all those, you know, you put baby carrots in there, really probably almost anything from your garden you could build into the bottom of the artichoke. And you have a beautiful plate up, you have a gorgeous garnish, and you have, you know, a beautiful sort of way to nest in a bunch of vegetables. And that sauce is going to be so pretty with a piece of fish. So that's my A.
That's a nice
I'm
A.
ready to move on. Do you want to do B? Or you want to do A?
My A, if you're curious, was apricot. Yes.
Oh, I love apricots.
And I like to eat them from my hand.
That's it. That's your A? Okay, that was good. Yeah. That was quick. I like apricots,
well,
too.
You left me no time.
Oh, boy. All right, then you do B. This is like school.
This is like school. Bergamot.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't say, oh, gosh. I didn't say, I didn't curse. I said bergamot.
Okay, go ahead.
Where do you buy bergamot?
I have no idea.
Okay, why is it ubiquitous in tea? And you can't buy it.
Hmm.
It's a citrus fruit. It's supposed to be aromatic. Have these bitter little peels. I'm just curious. I would like to once buy bergamot.
Okay, well.
If a handy-dandy listener knows
I can think of nothing else
you can
I'm
buy
going
bergamot.
To do with the rest of my life than to find fresh
well,
bergamot.
Yeah. I've got a birthday coming
somewhere.
Up. Somewhere. Let's just move on to
okay.
What should be.
My B was Brussels sprouts, which are so good, and I think they're finally becoming popular.
No, they're,
which
they're
I tell
trendy.
You,
there's a difference.
Well, if you put Brussels sprouts on a menu item 5 years ago, you would not sell the menu item.
No.
It could be a piece of lobster with Brussels sprouts, and one of the most popular items in the world, and if you put Brussels sprouts on, it would just sit there. So
Brussels sprouts
need to be
super tasty,
worked with.
Can be weird with wine. That's just
oh,
the
yeah.
one thing.
I'm sure.
Bear in mind,
they're
like
that.
little turbocharged cabbages.
Okay.
And that's kind
yeah.
of, you know, you got to think about that for wine.
Okay. So really just clean them up, take off the outer leaves, put a little X on the bottom with your paring knife so that they cook evenly, cook them in boiling salted water. And then, I mean, really, quite frankly, just toss them in butter with salt and pepper and eat them. I mean, but you can do a million things, one of which I had thought about was a gratin, which might be fun for you to do for your family. Just a little bit of cream and butter and salt and pepper. And
it'll be fun to do in the autumn with a bunch of like big bread croutons mixed
right,
in the gratin.
Right, and a little bit of cheese. You
yeah.
could use a great Reggiano, and that would be a really nice little dish for this fall.
Yeah, that would. Okay. Would you like to go next on C?
I have cauliflower, celery, and courgette, and cucumber.
And
okay,
courgette.
I don't have so many for the rest of them. Well, I like the fact that the book said courgette because I got to use zucchini for
yeah.
C and Z. I know. So courgette is the French word for zucchini, so I won't talk about zucchini.
This disavows your zucchini, by the way.
Well, and one of the things we're going to get probably soon, right, is local celery, or did we miss it?
Missed.
Darn.
There's only one guy that grows it, and he hates life.
Oh my gosh,
and
I love it when we get the local celery. It has so much color, but I make celery soup, and that's maybe not something someone would think of. Onion shallot and butter with a whole bunch of celery. I save the tops to puree.
It'd be crazy good.
Yeah, save the tops to puree, and at the end, gives it freshness, better color.
Everyone likes the taste of celery. No one likes the stringy texture.
No, so if you puree it and strain it,
exactly.
And you put a little chicken stock in if you're not a vegetarian and or you don't have any aversion to chicken stock, a little bit of cream, salt and pepper, puree it and strain it. It's a gorgeous soup and a great starter. And it makes a good hors d'oeuvre for people, too.
So my C.
What is yours?
I wrote down citron, and then I was like, no, that's two ridiculous citrus fruits at once that no one can buy, okay? If I was in the island of Capri, I could buy a citron. So no.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, so there's a big cross through.
I don't think the show
see?
Reaches
see
to
the
Capri.
Cross through that?
Yeah.
No, but cilantro, I love.
Yeah.
I found over the years I love it more and more and more.
I agree with that.
And when it's like...
I used to hate cilantro,
if it's taco night at home,
yes.
And there's all these elaborate garnishes out for the tacos, and there's a big old pile of cilantro,
mm-hmm.
I'll take a little tiny bit of whatever else and a squeeze of a lime or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then just fill the entire God bless the thing with cilantro, roll it tight. And I think I'm eating, you know, sort of a salad wrap that happens to have
Sounds
a little
good.
Chicken or fish or something in it.
Sounds good. Yeah, cilantro is the best.
Yeah. It just seems like it's a clean thing that you're eating, you know?
It
stands
alone.
Which is why
10% of people... Cilantro has such an unusual flavor. And obviously it's extremely important to cooking in the Mexican cooking. So, I mean, it's just...
Well, all of Southeast Asia, I mean, that's,
yeah,
you know...
Yeah, I love cilantro now. All right. Next.
Next.
D.
Duck.
Oh, see, and I was doing fruits duck. And vegetables, so all I came up with was dates.
Okay, so you take a duck, you kill it, you skin it.
Oh, yeah.
You break it
wow.
down.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
And then you put a plum in his mouth, and you got a fruit to go with your duck.
Or you could make
and
a
then
date
you roast
stuffing.
Them. Exactly.
How about we use mine, and I make a date stuffing for your duck, which would be really good.
Would be nice.
Onion, celery, dates.
The
cut
Egyptian,
them into small pieces. Good breadcrumb.
If you want to follow the grows together, goes together principle,
mm-hmm.
the Egyptians
go, right?
raised plenty of ducks,
cool.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and had plenty of dates available.
I love dates.
That would
and
be
duck.
That'd be pretty dandy.
Yeah,
little,
I like that. That's a good team effort there.
Yeah, we gotta get that dish out.
All right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Eggplant.
That's not a D.
Oh no, I said dates.
Oh, dates. Okay, yeah, you're right.
We're on E now.
Duck and date.
Eggplant.
Okay, eight. I eel your eggplant.
Well, I can't put those two together. That's a little strange.
No.
Ooh, eel is fun, though. I love eel.
Eel is great.
Oh, I wish, yeah, I should buy some eel and make an eel dish.
I wish in Sardinia you had a chance to have traditional eel,
mm-hmm.
which they look like, you know, God bless the sea serpents. They're 6-7 feet long.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And that's the
actually.
first time I had a chance to have eel wasn't frozen eel and sushi or something like that, that's sweetened that everybody likes. No, it was like where the skin is charred from the wood fire. And they spear the live eel on the sword, and it's writhing around. And, you know, the Sardinian guy just kind of smiles at you, eats a bunch of salted chickpeas while he just roasts the live eel on his sword in the fire. And you're like, hey,
that's ancient cooking there.
We're going to be best friends forever.
I love that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yum.
Uh-huh.
Okay, can we go right now and get that? I'd like to have
well,
some of
what
that.
They would do, with the cool dish was they would, like, slice a section of it, almost like a Subway sandwich, you know, size cross-section, right? They cut a section of that, they peel the skin and peel the meat off the bones mm-hmm. that it just roasted on, and there was a sauce. It was all lemon peel, a little bit of fresh garlic, and a lot of very sweet, like San Marzano-type tomato as a sauce.
Yum.
As a cold sauce, and you have like the flecks of, like, and honestly, it was like smoky, richer crab meat almost, those particular eels, like big old knuckles of it, and you dip it in this cold sauce and have it with bread. It was great.
That sounds fantastic.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's hear you got like 45 seconds of eggplant.
Eggplant, my favorite. Roast it in the oven. Cut it in half. Rub it with good oil. Roast it. Pull the flesh out. Try and get rid of as many of the seeds as you possibly can. Beat it up in a pan with sauteed onion, a little bit of garlic, lemon, salt and pepper. I mean, just keep beating it with either a whisk. This is eggplant caviar.
I've got to stop you. We've gone to violent metaphor. I talk about killing the live eel in the fire, and you're beating and, you know... No. We
and
have to calm this. This is the food and wine program.
Yeah,
okay?
It should not be so violent. So off the heat, you let it cool down pretty well, and then you toss in a couple tablespoons of mayonnaise, season it with salt and pepper, check it for more lemon. I love eggplant caviar. Just be careful when you heat it up. You have to heat it up gently.
Half the ball game is getting
fresh
a really nice, fresh eggplant.
Exactly. If old eggplant, not good.
If you cut
bitter.
It and those seeds are discolored or getting mm-hmm. brown, that's... Mm-hmm. Long time in the store.
And there's so many different types of eggplant that you can get now, too.
It's dried out. It's not going to taste like itself. It's just going to taste like the bitter seeds.
Right.
It's terrible. Well,
very fresh eggplant.
When
awesome.
We, in our very grown-up back-to-school program, Cindy and I, when we come back on Formula Wolf on Food and Wine, we'll fight our way through the rest of the alphabet and all the food and wine that it represents on WIPR. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.